The Environment Minister is denying he's ever considered a scheme to limit the intensity of carbon emissions from the electricity sector, despite telling AM on Monday it was being looked at. Labor says such a scheme is good policy and is accusing the minister of caving in to climate sceptics within the coalition. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more.
The opposition says an opportunity has been missed for the government to take meaningful action on climate change. Mark Butler is the shadow climate change minister.
It's quite clear why Josh Frydenberg said what he did on Monday morning. This is good policy and it should have been part of the review.
On Monday, the Environment and Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg told AM the government's long-planned review into its climate change policies would look at emissions from the power industry.
We know that there's been a large number of bodies that have recommended an emissions intensity scheme, which is effectively a baseline and credit scheme.
We'll so any chance that. Of that applying?
Well, we'll just wait and see. We want to hear from the experts as to the lowest cost of abatement. That's what we owe the Australian households and Australian businesses.
That provoked an almost immediate response from coalition backbencher Corey Bernardi, who likened an emissions intensity scheme for the electricity sector to Labor's carbon tax.
The only thing it's going to do is cause division. It might make us lauded by the Greens and the Labor Party and, you know, the rent seekers, but this, I think, is one of the dumbest things I've heard in politics in recent times.
Yesterday, the Prime Minister said the Coalition's climate change policies would be business as usual, appearing to offer no change to the direct action policy introduced by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. And last night, Josh Frydenberg denied that he'd ever said anything to suggest a change was in the works.
I didn't mention emissions intensity scheme. It's not in any document that the Coalition had put out in relation to this review. The Commonwealth, as in the Turnbull government, is not contemplating such a scheme. We're not advocating for such a scheme. What we are focused on is to drive down electricity prices and to increase energy security.
It's very clear that Josh did put this on the table, and it's pretty pathetic, I think, that at the first whiff of gunshot from Corey Bernardi, they've taken a very important piece of policy off the table in this review of direct action.
That's the Shadow Climate Change Minister Mark Butler ending Tom Eagledon's report.